You are listening to Personal Branding Exposed with my favorite human, Megan McNeil. Each episode will explore a different area of personal branding and how you can build, maintain, and leverage off your own personal brand. Now let's put it together. Here is Megan.
Hey, welcome to episode 4 of Personal Branding Exposed, and today is very exciting because I have Rahul Rai on with me. Now, Rahul is an award-winning actor who's in LA, and he's been in lots of Bollywood films, and he's been in commercials, he was even on the Super Bowl, and he's done lots of amazing things, and I'm speaking to him about TikTok, because he has an amazing TikTok account, and I have been going a little bit crazy lately and watching a lot of his stuff. If you live in LA, you may have actually seen Rahul dancing down the street, and you might be in the background of some of these TikToks as well. So honestly, go and check it out. So here we go. Hey Rahul, thank you so much for joining me on the Personal Branding Exposed podcast. So I want my listeners to get to know you a little bit more, what makes your personal brand. So I've got a couple of questions for you. First up, where are you most likely to hang out online?
Online, you can find me on Instagram and a lot on TikTok.
Yeah, a lot on TikTok.
TikToking, probably.
I feel like we're just at the start of this. I felt like I knew your apartment very well already because I've watched so many TikToks of yours.
It's so small that there's literally just one room that, you know, you have to like know, and that's it.
Well, that's the joys of living in LA, is it not? All small apartments.
That's the joys and the tribulations of living in LA, that you spend a whole lot of your money to afford one single room.
There you go, living the dream. When it's not quarantine time, where are we most likely to find you outside in the real world?
Probably at the gym, or actually, like, I literally love walking down the street.
Yeah, okay.
And listening to music. And so you'll probably see me dancing and lip-syncing to music, and I look like a crazy person.
You just need to watch your TikTok to know you're a crazy person.
Yeah, really, I'm not a different person on my TikTok than I am in real life, more or less.
If you had to eat the same meal for the rest of your life, what would that meal be?
My mom makes a really great lamb biryani.
Ooh. Now, you're originally from New York, so when was the last time you had that?
Oh, man, that's a good question. I think back in the holiday season, so I was there for from Thanksgiving to New Year's, I was there. So I think I had it. I had some of it there.
Nice. Yeah. Awesome. Do you have a favorite book?
There's a great book, I think, that's had the most impact on me, called Extreme Ownership. It's by two Navy SEALs that took a lot of what they learned in Navy SEAL training and now kind of apply it to business and leadership.
Awesome. There's loads of Navy SEALs out there and Army professionals that have really gone into the business world and absolutely nailed it.
Yeah, because a lot of what they learn, particularly about like self-discipline, teamwork, that translates really well to running a business.
Yeah, well, we're seeing that over here. Some of our politicians that have army experience are actually really stepping up and taking leadership around this whole COVID-19 disaster that the whole world's having. So that's interesting. How would your friends and family describe you? One word they would use.
Depends what you ask, but weird.
Weird? Okay, weird's good. I like weird.
This is a nicer way to put it, but weird is like if they got really honest with you.
Yeah. Oh, everybody's a bit weird. Yeah. And what word do you overuse the most?
What word do I overuse most? Maybe like self-discipline and self-awareness, one of those two.
Oh, yeah. Cool. Yeah. All right, Rahul. I wanted to chat to you because I've been stalking you on TikTok. I'm completely... I thought that I was too old for TikTok, so I was resistant to it.
You're not.
Well, I know that now because some of the people I'm following are like 70 plus and they're hilarious.
Yes. You're not too old and it's not too late.
No, well, I'm going to give it a try. But I've been following your TikTok. You've actually been keeping me entertained during Corona time. If you're looking for something to just get lost in, definitely check out Rahul's TikTok because it's there's nothing serious on there, which is fantastic.
Yesterday I did a Kardashian TikTok where I cried, and I actually cried because it was an emotional scene. So besides that one TikTok, everything is pretty like light and funny, hopefully.
So you're a method actor now?
I get in.
Really got in.
I try to have some kind of emotional depth, even when it comes to comedy. I think it's very important.
And, no, I love it.
It requires some crying, so I had to go to a very dark place, and we got it done.
And you got it done. I love it. So what made you go on TikTok in the first place?
Okay, so long story short, besides the acting stuff that I do, I try to educate people on the importance of financial literacy. So learning about money and investing and managing your money and growing it and growing wealth and all that kind of stuff. That's something I started last year. So a friend of mine off of that profile and that work I do was like, dude, you should be on TikTok. So this was probably back in October of last year. So then I joined, and then I just kind of fiddled around with it. And then over the months, I kind of got more into it and started understanding the kind of, I guess, the culture of it and the language of it, if that makes sense. And then things started kind of happening, and I enjoyed it more, and it just became like this positive feedback loop. And now I kind of just can't stop doing it.
And the fact that you're kind of quarantined is helping that.
I am thoroughly enjoying. I know it's a super serious thing, obviously, of course, but like to be able to, I don't know, give out some form of entertainment and make people smile, because I don't think, like me being an actor and me being kind of an introvert, ironically, like me staying at home and being alone at home is kind of, I'm kind of used to it. Like I enjoy it. I enjoy my alone time, and I can be by myself for a while. So being kind of self-isolated or self-quarantined is not like a new thing for me.
Okay, you know? That's interesting.
So for me to then be able to take that and have a platform that I can just sort of showcase my abilities as an actor or entertainer, or my dance ability or whatnot, and then to just share that with people from my own apartment, you know, it's a really wonderful thing. And then obviously the great feedback I've been getting is really touching, so I appreciate it.
Yeah, and I think that because like you said, this is a very tough time, and it's a serious topic. And you know, as much as there's all these hashtags around quarantine and chill and quarantine this, quarantine that, we are all doing it for a purpose, and it's important. But I do kind of love how we're seeing another side to people. We're seeing a vulnerable side. You're seeing the what makes them tick. And I think that, you know, we're seeing people's real personal brands, authenticity, which is a buzzword that everybody hates, but it's so true, because you can't be anything but yourself. You're stuck now. There's nothing else but you.
Yeah, and it's time to really, like, because you're forced to be with yourself, it's time to start dealing with yourself.
Mm, yeah.
All the stuff that we run away from, and all the passions that we didn't pursue, or the hobbies we haven't gone into, or the businesses you didn't start, and all this, like, now it's prime time to get involved with that part of your life, if you choose to. I mean, you can choose not to, of course, but.
Oh yeah, definitely. So talk to me more about TikTok. How did you, you know, so you started it, you know, slowly trying to do some financial advice on there, and then it snowballed. How did you manage to understand it, work it out, and get into it?
Yeah, well, I started on TikTok. I started with the sort of, I guess, personal stuff like acting and entertainment and stuff like that. And it just, I think it's like about A, you keep putting yourself out there, so you keep generating content. I think it's a game of volume, to like right now at least, it seems like a game of volume. So the more content you push out, the more reception you're going to get from, or engagement, like comments and likes and followers and whatnot. And then you start to learn kind of what works for you. And like, to me, social media is, I had a lot of judgment to get over, like personally, like just about social media. I thought it was like stupid and dumb until like last year that I started really pursuing it. And again, it comes back to like self-awareness, where you are in a specific line of work and things may not be moving as fast as you want them to. And all these other people seem to be zooming past you and getting all this attention for, you know, what may seem on the surface kind of dumb, like taking selfies or posting this and that. But then if you really understand that social media is really just a platform to storytell your story, however that is unique to you. If you like audio, you can podcast. If you like visual, you can TikTok and Instagram. If you like visual in terms of photos, you can Instagram and stuff like that. If you like quotes, you can quote, you can go on Twitter. And that's what I had to start becoming more self-aware of, is that it's all storytelling, which is essentially what I do as an actor. It's all just storytelling. Now I can storytell in a way where I have just a little bit more creative control and I don't have to wait. I don't have to wait for you to cast me as an actor. So that means I don't have to go on like an audition or wait for an audition. And then I don't have even that much control in an audition room, because I might give a great performance but you're putting together a project that I don't fit.
Oh, so yeah, completely.
Things, when you add more middlemen, you add complexity and you have less control, obviously. So there's less middlemen between you and the content that you create on social media, which is why you then have more creative control and you can control the story that you tell, because you're going to tell it in the medium that suits you.
I love that, because you're so right. I mean, nobody else is going to tell your story for you. And whether, you know, you're an actor or if you are an accountant or a lawyer, or it doesn't matter what your profession is, it's just having that ability to be able to tell a wider audience what it is that you, what your niche is, what you're good at, because that's where the opportunities are going to come. Which brings me back to, you know, I touched on earlier that I think that, well, I thought that I was too old for TikTok because I thought it was all teenagers on there, which isn't the case. Are you finding that there are opportunities coming directly out of TikTok for you, or are you finding that once you've shared it across other platforms, that's where the opportunity is coming?
I think with regards to TikTok, I think it's more of a question of when and rather than if. So for me, I mean, I'm not like, I'm not a social media expert. Things are just kind of starting to happen. But I don't think a lot of the people on Instagram, in terms of my industry, like producers, casting directors, directors are on TikTok, but they are on Instagram. So A, I can repurpose my content from TikTok and put it on Instagram so they can see me in that way, and they can then potentially contact me and DM me on Instagram. But I think it will get, if TikTok lasts and it continues this like really great momentum that it has, and I don't see why it wouldn't, in all honesty, unless it like really just gets mismanaged. But I think it's going to get to a point where people are going to start playing catch up, and they're going to feel like, okay, now I have a business, I have to get on TikTok. Okay, so I'm going to do it. It's kind of like how they probably got on Instagram, or they then got on Facebook. There's always, I think, if I'm not mistaken, but I think social media starts off very young and then it branches out to older and older generations, because then they start seeing the effect that attention, bringing attention to yourself, really has on A, your life, and B, your business. So yeah. I think it's a question of when and not if, when they start DMing me or emailing me or whatever.
Yeah, and I think that's true. Like you're saying about all social media, if you think about Facebook, you know, sort of back in 2012, the organic reach was massive. And I go on a lot about how LinkedIn is the you know, has that organic reach just now, it's the place to be. But obviously that's for professionals and not too much fun, so not lots of jumping around. But, you know, if I look at TikTok, what I enjoy about it is the lack of adverts and the lack of selling to me. And that is what's great. And even the brands that are on there just now and the big companies, I don't feel like I'm being sold to. It's very much about that storytelling. So it's in that nice stage, I think, which is probably what's going to keep it going for quite a while.
Yeah, I think, yeah. I mean, I'm sure that was there with Instagram. I mean, I only just really started Instagram like a year ago, but I'm sure it was like getting that organic reach was a lot easier back in the day. With TikTok, it's like really easy to get organic reach because I think a lot of people on TikTok join to consume content.
Oh yeah, completely. And I don't know about you, but I can't go on there for less than half an hour and I feel like I've been on for 2 minutes. It's just, you get lost.
If you're a content creator on TikTok, you can get a really huge head start now than fast forward maybe 5 years from now.
Yeah, no, totally. So it's time to get on TikTok right now. So I need to put my big girl pants on and actually do it.
Yeah. I mean, it's always a process of like overcoming fear, overcoming self-judgment, overcoming self-criticism. I think that's just the case with any form of platform in which you're putting yourself out there.
Oh, I'm not too worried about putting myself out there. I do that plenty on other platforms. I'm not going to lie. I find TikTok really complicated because there's so many options. So many options of different filters, different songs, and different challenges that I don't know where to start. I'm savvy.
I felt the same way, but you just kind of push through it because like it'll eventually, it just clicks. Like now it's, I don't have to, I, cause now it's not, you find out what your way of storytelling on it is. And then yes, there's so many options with what you can do, but then you start to see what options you actually like and what actually feed the stories you're trying to tell in the way that you're trying to tell it. So like for me, the acting stuff, yeah, I can use a little more of the effects and the cutting in and out and stuff like that. But with like the financial literacy stuff, it's definitely a smaller niche and it's, you know, people are looking for more informative stuff. And like, I try to make it entertaining or I try to make it humorous because I think money is a very overwhelming topic for most people. And then it's also kind of very boring in a way because it's just taught in a very boring way, finance or economics. But I can inject some of my dancing stuff but I don't use as many like effects. It's just very straightforward, kind of like me talking to the camera. So again, you like find your own way of storytelling.
So do you have two TikToks? You have, because I was thinking I haven't seen any financial stuff. I've just seen a lot of fun stuff.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I'm going to have to check that out.
You look like this other guy. Yeah, well, because I am the other guy.
So. Oh, that's brilliant. Well, I think that is the beauty of TikTok and social media as a whole, but TikTok, where, you know, you can really be your own person and you are two people. And I suppose with the two subjects that you have, they are polar opposites. So being able to have the same platform, but being able to deliver two messages and doing it in an authentic way, which basically combines the two, that's the beauty. That's what personal branding is. That's awesome.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. That's what I'm starting to understand.
Yes.
More and more.
No, it's it is hard putting yourself out there. And I would never have put you down as an introvert.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I think that whole thing, like introvert, extrovert, or ambivert, whatever, from what I've heard, I think it's like more about how you recharge. So like when you have to recharge your battery, some people need to be around people. Other people need their alone time. So I think in that way I'm very much I'm an introvert. This is definitely like a skill that I've had to develop, like having conversations with people or just like being open enough to receive people and then being self-aware enough and hopefully self-confident enough to share who I am and not have as much self-judgment about it. So it's a lot of self-work. This has been 29 years of self-work.
Yeah, no, it's difficult. The last guest I had, Dr. Marnie Lishman, she's a psychologist, and we were talking about that, how you really have got to be prepared for the backlash, because as soon as you put yourself out there, you're saying, it's okay to judge me, and we don't like it, but it's the only way, once you get past that, it's the only way forward, really.
Trial and error, and it's a lot of, again, I think that's why, like, I think reading certain books and certain self-development books, like Extreme Ownership and stuff like that, like, and just observing like how many people talk and how many people talk about what they're gonna do, and then how many people do what they say they're gonna do.
Yeah.
And observing that about the real world, you'll realize that there's a very, very small number of people that actually can deliver on what they say, and you get to choose which group you're going to join.
Yeah, no, that's interesting. Yeah, and I guess you're using social media to demonstrate all that as well, which you're holding yourself accountable by putting it out there, because you've not just got yourself, you've got all of that audience that's also going, hey, you said you'd do this.
Yeah, and like also some of the noise in terms of backlash is sometimes going to come from the people that are closest to you. And it's not going to be like, sometimes it's like very, but it's very like maybe indirect. Like they might just poke fun at you, but they don't mean it, but it still can affect you because again, you're putting yourself out there and you're making yourself vulnerable to any sort of criticism and any sort of just, you know, quips and whatnot. And when they come from people that are closest to you, that can be a little uncomfortable. But that's, again, what you have to be able to deal with. And when you realize that all the other great people that put themselves out there deal with the same thing, it kind of reminds you that, okay, well, I'm on the right track, even though maybe I haven't manifested what all these other people expect me to have manifested by a certain age.
Yeah, completely. Well, I mean, I think we're all in our own different time frames. I think that's very true. The only thing that's true in life is death and taxes. Everything else we've got to work through it ourselves.
Yes. Taxes can be negotiated, but death cannot, unfortunately.
No, definitely not. So what's next for you?
What's next for me? I've got some ribs in the oven. I've got some fries to bake after that. But next, I think it's just continuing. It's really just keep doing what I'm doing, and then just do whatever I'm doing, just at a higher and higher, higher, slowly higher, higher level. So to become more self-disciplined and to become more self-aware and tie myself to those pillars to build a foundation upon which I can build hopefully anything I want.
Now, that's awesome. I love it. Thank you so much for having a chat with me and debuffing TikTok and telling me that it's okay for me to be on there, even though I'm not 15 anymore. I'm totally going to do it. And when the negative reviews come in, I'm going to blame you. You said it was okay to do it.
just fight through it. Just fight through it.
Okay, Raul, how can everybody find you?
Okay, so if you want to find me on the acting side of things, you can follow me on Instagram and TikTok at The Real Rahul Rai. That's RAHULRAI. And then if you want to find me on the investment stuff because you're curious about money and making money work for you and learning about financial literacy, you can find me on Instagram and on TikTok at The Layman Investor.
Awesome. And I'm going to put those in the show notes as well so everyone can find you. Thank you so much. Enjoy your ribs and I look forward to your next video.
Yeah, can't wait to see you on TikTok.
Oh, yeah. See you.
All right.
If you want to check out Rahul's TikTok, I'm going to leave his link down in the show notes. I'm also going to leave a link to his website, which you must check out. There's some pretty awesome photographs on there and some pictures from previous work that he's done. So number one takeaway, you are not too old for TikTok. It is the place to be just now because the organic reach is pretty massive. I go on about that on LinkedIn all the time, but I mean, LinkedIn and TikTok are completely different. So one might be your jam and one definitely might not be. If you enjoyed this episode, I'd love if you would leave me a rating, or if you'd leave me some stars or leave me a review. All of that really helps, especially because we're only on episode 4. So the more people that tell other people about the episodes and the podcast, the better. And I really appreciate that. And yeah, head over to LinkedIn if you want to chat to me, because that's generally where I hang out. Till next time. Bye.